nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Control, Neil Young from the album Trance from, I think, 82 or 83. We Are In Control is the name of the track. And I think it's Neil Young's best album by far. And 99% of Neil Young fans will disagree with me because, everybody hates this track or this album. And talk to any Neil Young fan about the Trance album and, you'll get dirty looks, at least, or they'll start throwing stuff at you. At the time, it was considered a failure, but hey, I think it is great that somebody who is so rooted in traditional music, tries something different. How many times do you see that? If you don't try, then you don't win. So kudos to Neil Young for releasing this record. We're doing a Cosmic Overdrive vocoder special today. I was going to present this through my own vocoder. I thought that would be a nice trick, but unfortunately, about 20 minutes before the show started, something snapped here in the house. Something exploded, and I could smell a burning smell. So if you hear during the show the sound of fire engines in the background, and the 666 lounge is on fire, but hopefully it won't come to that. We've switched off a whole bunch of equipment, and let's hope that we're going to make it this time. So, you're going to have to listen to my voice in quite a normal manner, but too bad. Vocoder special, not electro stuff, not newer vocoder shit that everybody knows, but we're going to look at vocoders used in more rock and pop tracks, and I was surprised at how many there are. And this is, of course, the track we just played from Neil Young is, of course, one of the best known ones, but there is a lot more. And the next one I'm going to play for you is one of the earliest ones that I found, and it's from 1968, from an album that American composer Bruce Haag made as The Electric Lucifer. Really, really interesting album. It's a bit like the White Noise album, but slightly different in tone. But the ideas in that record are kind of similar. And the track I'm going to play for you is called Incantation.
Earth is cool, fire's warm, root is down below the storm. Good time coming, beat is slow, inhibition, let it grow. Time told of Mary giving birth, necessary planet Earth. Seeds are planted, leaves are brought, incense rising from their God.
Thank you.
Is it rock? Is it pop? Is it Italo? Is it disco? Somewhere on the borders of all those different styles is Gigi Tonet, and dedicated to Norbert Wiener. A fantastic track, fantastic album. The album is called Why from 1980, and I've included this because I think this is still. I really don't quite still see this as a new or a modern use of vocoder. I see this more as like a pop track where the vocoder is used to good use, and I like the way it sounds also here with nice kind of dissonant chords that they use, not a standard like Kraftwerk did, or it's done in a different way, and I like that very much. So I wanted to include this track in the vocoder special, but now let's go to something a bit louder. I have a track ready by a band pretty new. I think this is from 2004 or something like that, 2002, 2003, something in that area. It's a band from America. The band is called RTX, and the band was formed by Jennifer Herma, the Dutch name, but American, who was playing in a band called Royal Trucks together with her husband. And after God knows how many years of playing together, they split the band, and they also split as a couple. And she formed this band, and it's an interesting mix somewhere between the really lo-fi garage junk style music that Royal Trucks played and the metal. There's a bit of a metal influence in some of the tracks. It's really different. Every track is really different. It's not really one style, but one of the more interesting bands from the US from the last 10 years. Anyway, this is from their first album, Transmania. Maniacon, Trans Maniacon on the Drag City. The vocoder used in this case, it doesn't really sound like a vocoder. I thought it was like a plugin first, but I've seen live footage from them where there is a Korg VC10 on stage. And also she mentions in interviews that she uses the vocoder. So I will believe it's the vocoder. It's used in a different way. It's like more like behind the vocal. Rather than instead of a normal vocal. And I forgot to tell you that Gigi Tonet used a Roland, what the hell is that thing called? SVC 350. If it's mentioned on the sleeve, I will tell you. But those are two of the most well used vocoders. Anyway, this track is called Speed to Rome, and this is RTX. That you heard right now was Nice Mover by the Gina X Performance from Germany. And that's what I hate about albums, is if you don't move the faders, then the next track starts playing, unlike CDs. Anyway, the Gina X Performance and the vocoder used there, according to the sleeve that I have in my hand here, is the Sennheiser vocoder. It doesn't mention which Sennheiser, because there's more than one, but the Sennheiser is a very nice sounding vocoder. It's something that Kraftwerk also used. As a matter of fact, I think there is a Dutch guy here who has the former Kraftwerk vocoder, or at least he claims that he does. So Gina X Performance. We're going to play some more later from the producer of this album, Zeus Beheld. Also great stuff. But now we're going to move to a bit earlier time, 1976 to be precise. I think this last one was 79 or 80. If the record is still playing, so I can't look on the label. But the next track is from 76. Also a relatively early use of the vocoder. I don't know which vocoder is used. I can't find it so quickly. The track is called The Raven. The album is called The Tales of Mystery and Imagination. And the band is called The Alan Parsons Project.
So I turn inside once more. Thank you.
yes, and we have a new contender in the vocoder list of that's used in these records. The EMS Vocoder 2000 was the one that we heard here in this track from the Electric Light Orchestra. The track was called "The Whale," and it's from the double album. What is that? What is that record called? I don't know. 1977, Out of the Blue. It's called with that great logo of the spaceship on the front. And if you were lucky, I think if you bought it new, I actually bought this record new when it came out. Tells something about my age. And anyway, there was a cardboard cutout inside of that spaceship on a stand. And my copy got lost a long time ago, but I found one not too long ago. You can find this record anywhere. It's in every second-hand store in the 50 cents bin. But I actually found one that still had the cardboard cutout in there. So, but I don't think I will build it. I think I will save it. This is one of those records where, you know, the story that if you could choose where you could be a fly on the wall, where would that be? And for me, that would be during the recording of this record in the Musicland Studios in Munich in 1977, the place where Giorgio Moroder also did a lot of his cool stuff. And well, you have a bunch of super talented musicians, a brilliant arranger, Jeff Lynne. You have an orchestra. You have a shitload of equipment and pretty much unlimited budget to make a double album of full of madness. And that would have been incredible to be there. They made this whole double album in about, I don't know, a few months probably. They were there in the time where you could still do that. Anyway, yes, that would be my dream to be there. But unfortunately, hey, it ain't gonna happen. So let's quickly move on to, let's see what the year is of this track. 2003, a little bit newer. The album is called Happy Songs for Happy People. Something that our Lord IFMX will approve of, the Happy Helmet track, so to speak. The track is called Killing All the Flies, which kind of makes it a bit more negative again. But hey, let's keep it happy. This is another recent vocoder track. This is Mogwai. Thank you. Yes, and how fantastic was that? Zeus Beheld and Europium from the album with the same name. I'm playing a lot of title tracks today. Zeus was the... I don't know if that's his real name, Zeus. It's kind of a... I don't know what you call your children that... I don't know, but maybe it's true. Anyway, from the same year that he produced the Gina X album, Nice Mover, 1979. And I think this is the only solo album that he made. He also played keyboards before in, I don't know, one of the German krautrock bands. Was it Birth Control? I think it was Birth Control, but I'm not sure. Anyway, beautiful track. The whole album is very, very cool. Sort of a a concept album, except I don't know what the concept is. So, but you know, you get the idea. It's all connected, and this whole site is actually site two is the Europium Suite, and it took me a long time to find this. I only got this recently on vinyl, a Japanese pressing. Maybe you could hear it. Probably not through all these the DJ mixer here and the broadcast mixer here and sending it to the IFMX and the broadcast mixer there and the limiter there and then whatever you play it on at home. I think I could probably play 64 kilobyte MP3s and you wouldn't hear the difference with super quality vinyl. But hey, who cares? We're playing cool tracks here. Let's play another one quickly because we are approaching 10 o'clock, I see already on my screen here. Let's move forward a little bit and play some guitars. And let's see, what are we going to play? I think we're going to play this one. Let me put this on here. The band is also from America. We're switching between like America and Germany today, interestingly enough. The band is called Trans Am. And when I saw this the first time, or I first heard from the band Trans Am, I thought it was some kind of a classic rock, hard rock band. But they aren't. Trans Am is a car, if you don't know that. A special a Pontiac a muscle car, or not really a muscle car, but anyway, blah blah blah. Trans Am, but it's one of the more interesting post rock bands that emerged in the 90s in America on the Thrill Jockey label, and this track is called Future World. We'll be right back. Stuff, Trans Am, Future World, and I was hoping to have a little more time to play some more of the track that's playing behind me, Neuronium and A Strange Affair, but I'm afraid we're not even going to get to the vocoder part, so I guess this is a 12-minute track and we have 2 minutes, 1 minute maybe. Anyway, we made it. We didn't need the bucket of water that's standing ready here, and I'm going to find out right now what exploded in my house. Next week, Cosmic Overdrive 120, and I hope to see you then. Bye-bye.